I had a major breakup with a man who I thought I'd be engaged to. As our relationship ended in March 2021, I had another thought. If the world was going to end, I was going to see my family members in Ukraine one last time. Perhaps in an act of eat, pray, love, 6 months later, I was on a flight to Ukraine. For my entire life, leading up to that point, I thought a trip to Ukraine would be something that happened in an absolute perfect moment, something poetic that would prove I could return home with honor, me turning 30, or going with my sister upon her graduation from college. But if COVID taught us all one thing, it's that life can change in an instant. There are no guarantees for future days. I was off to see my family for the first time since I immigrated to America in 1996, when I was 8 years old. All of my family that lives in Ukraine is on my biological mother's side. As chairwoman for the Baltimore-Odessa Sister City Committee, I had a legitimate reason to go. I was going to go on a walkabout halfway across the world, and no one was going to stop me. In fact, I had been invited. The mayor of Odessa, over the last several years, did mention that while the Associated had a partner-sister city relationship, it had become robust with funding going to Jewish senior citizen and preschool programs. The greater part of Odessa's citizenry, however, had very little relationship with Baltimore at all. Seems like the last time that anyone visited Odessa from Baltimore was 1991, when the Spirit of Baltimore sailed to Odessa. Yeah, I didn't know either. I was like, what? If you look at the photos between Baltimore and Odessa, you could hardly be able to tell the difference. Both cities have a rich cultural history and large community. The Odessa Opera House is one of the many beautiful wonders of the world. The Potomkin Steps have even been featured in movies. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her grandparents were from Odessa. And the way that our families go to Ocean City, when you live in Odessa, the waterfront property is the Black Sea. Delicious restaurants, beautiful sidewalk, hints of history and vibrancy of the city, while incredible catacombs take you under the world, completely hidden underneath. So, as I spent the week with community leaders and eventually the mayor, we discussed partnering on everything from high school study abroad programs to university research partnerships and professional exchanges between Baltimore and Odessa. We were blind with ambition, discussing partnerships in every sector. With my list in tow, I hugged my family and my new colleagues one last time. I got on the flight, promising them I'd be back. By December 2021, I had heard whispers of war. The military movements were different than before. Something was up. When my cousin said they were going away for Christmas holiday on vacation, I tried to beg him not to go. I said, save up your cash, but he still went. On February 24th, 2022, 6 months to the day of my blissful memories walking down the streets of Kyiv for their 30th Independence Day, suddenly all of that had felt like a distant dream. Now it looked as if the Ukrainians would have to pay the price of freedom with blood, sweat, and tears. When I talk about Ukraine, I often try to do it in a way that might help you understand the magnitude and scale of what happened. When I learned about the attack on Pearl Harbor in school, or the many movies we've watched, I bet we don't remember that it lasted 1 hour and 15 minutes. When we think about September 11th, most of us remember where we were the day that the Twin Towers fell. 3,000 people died in a span of 3 hours. Immediately, the cleanup and rescue teams arrived and got to work, digging through the rubble and the poisonous gas. No other buildings fell, not on September 13th, September 14th, September 15th, December 4th, March 5th, March 25th. But for Ukraine, buildings and bodies have fallen every single day since February 24th, 2022. They've had no reprieve from the pain, the loss, the grief. 485 days and counting. Many people thought I was crazy for going back to Ukraine in August 2022. But I thought I was crazy for having waited as long as I did. For many people, that would have been too big of a sacrifice. For me, I didn't even have to blink twice. When I decided to go, it wasn't a matter of where, it was a matter of when. My cousin's life had also quickly accelerated. Within a year, he'd become married and a father to his newborn son, a factor that impacted their decision to not flee the country. Flying to Warsaw in August 22, I rode on a bus for 16 hours to head east with only women who were returning to their husbands who were required to have stayed back. We crossed the border at 3 a.m. into Poland, from Poland into Ukraine, and everyone had to get off the bus to show their passports. A kind man at the bus stop waited for me to reunite with my family when we arrived in Ukraine because I had no cell service. Did I mention that all of this happened without me knowing any Ukrainian or Russian? Thank God for Google Translate, am I right? My cousin and I hugged in tears when we saw each other again. I was so determined to make them feel like their lives were normal and family would be there to surround them with love, even with air raid sirens going off in the middle of the night. He drove me to the part of town that had burned down, not even an hour from his house. I watched children play on seesaws across from bombed out apartment buildings that were missing a chunk of the fifth floor, looking into someone else's living room. Then I took an overnight train to Odessa. Coming back was about a promise I felt I had to keep. It was the least I could do to make a small sacrifice compared to those whose lives I saw get turned upside down. I learned that of all the sister city partners that Odessa had all over the world, it turned out that I was the only one that was actually Ukrainian. This had all become really, really personal. To say that everyone was shocked would be an understatement. Besides the fact that I was a woman traveling alone, they asked why I had come. No one else had come in person. Baltimore, Odessa's sister city, had sent thousands in cash and assistance and millions in equipment from then Governor Hogan. We even helped coordinate a visit between World Central Kitchen's Jose Andres and the mayor of Odessa. But I told them I came to see them, to keep my promise to come back, to show them that I meant what I said, that I'd be there for them. The five stages of grief aren't numerous enough to encompass all the feelings that they shared with me on that trip. The loss of their countrymen, the loss of their families who needed to be sent away for safety, the anger and the rage for such an unprovoked strike by their Russian neighbor, many who still had family and friends there. The confusion from locals when those who were most vocally patriotic for Ukraine were the first to run away. The sorrow that newscasts couldn't describe. The neighbors they planned to retire with. The Christmas parties with coworkers that would never happen. This is what they shared with me that no one could bring back for them. Daydreams of the future had vanished. In this place, I found the resilience of my people. When the sirens went off, the few cafe shops that were still open would rush to shut their doors, and then just like that, open them back up. Government buildings had been converted into aid centers. Russian tanks had been collected outside the town square with children played on them like jungle gym equipment. The same children who weren't allowed to go to school if there wasn't a bomb shelter, falling behind once due to COVID and now twice because of the war. I toured warehouses of donations from every corner of the earth and met with volunteers who'd sent their donations, never asking for anything for themselves, but only wishing to help more of their community. Celebrations of Independence Day and Odessa Day were bittersweet, with hope of rebuilding, but solemn and quiet pain. Every relationship, every marriage, every community is not for lack of conflict, but in those moments is when we all choose to decide the community we truly are. As my trip was nearing to an end, I couldn't fly out because Ukrainian airspace was still closed. I had to be escorted 3 hours away to Chisinau Airport to fly out of Moldova, feeling that there was so much left I wish I could do, promising them to return again.